So with rule number three of the Five Nights of Improv, we look at the rule, you don't have to be funny. This is a, for some, when it comes to improv, this is a very difficult rule because there are some people that are really good at being funny, and then there's some people that aren't really good at being funny. They think they're being funny, but it's only in their own minds. And so, which can be okay, because that could be comedic to others as well. But it's this pressure that you put on yourself as you go into a situation or a scene. And then ultimately, you're trying to think of the funniest thing. And that's when your mind actually goes blank. I once was at this actors convention in high school, and there was a guy that was there that did a seminar for improvisation theater, and I was really curious. The guy had been on Conan O'Brien and different improv troupes, and so I was really excited to go to his class. And one of the things that he said that really stuck with me was he really truly believed in observational improv, and that is observing and listening to the other person to feed off and further the scene, so it could get driving somewhere. So he was so unbelievably good at it. He would listen to how people said certain things or the inflection that they used, and then ultimately he would say things that would drive the scene, and it could be funny, or he would set the other person up to be funny. And I loved how he did it. He at one point was asking, they set the scene up that one person was a surgeon, the other person was the helper, and they're doing surgery on this body. And the idea was the surgeon wasn't good at surgery, but he was thrown in on this. And so they had to, they cut open the body, and he had to close the body up. And so he asked for scotch tape. And the helper, who was a student, leans over and grabs, he pantomimes, which means there's nothing there, but he acts like there is. And he acts like he grabs some scotch tape and he unrolls it. And the thing was, is he kind of pulled it away from his wrist. And so immediately the guy jumped on that and said, "Do you always carry scotch tape on your wrist?" And it was funny, but it was observational. But then there are other times where he's setting this guy up, to be funny as well. So he didn't live through the entire scene with the idea of being funny. Instead, he did a lot of listening and watching. And that brought me to the verse in James 1, where James is talking about testing your faith, and then now he's moved on to and wisdom. It's a really good wisdom book. And because of that, he talks about this, and I love this verse. He says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." That was something that was just emanating out of the book, that I saw. And when he says that, be quick to hear and slow to speak, I think of, so often in our lives when we walk into situations and people have problems or whatnot, we're always looking for the answer. Like we want to be the healers in the situation. We want to be the people that have the answer to help the people in their situation. When it's actually sometimes the opposite. Sometimes someone just needs a listening ear. And it's very wise to be quick to listen, because you're picking up on certain cues. Because maybe this person, you're trying to help them, but since you don't know the entire situation, since you didn't listen, you're actually not helping them with your advice. You may actually be repeating something that they've already done. It's the same mentality in improv where we want to be funny, so we force it. We often do that with people where we want to help them and we force it instead of just simply listening. And I can tell you this in my life, the people that have sat down and asked me questions and listened to my story have always been more helpful than the person that's trying to fix my situation in speaking and interrupting me. You see that in the book of Job. Job actually needed to go to God. That's who he needed to go to. But instead, he went to these friends who were very quick to speak and slow to listen. And that was the problem. So my challenge for you would be this. There's a thing that I like to do that I learned from someone else called the 5-second rule. And what it is whenever you're talking to someone and they're explaining their problems to you, give them 5 seconds. When they're done with a sentence, give them 5 seconds. I know it seems extreme, but it's something that you're practicing in order to listen more instead of speak more. And it'll change your life. It'll change how you view people and their problems. And I can tell you, people will come to you at that point because you're an ear instead of a mouth. And that's important for people.